From the Director of Department of Transportation and the Airport Director, requesting authorization to enter into an intergovernmental cooperative agreement with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District for the beneficial reuse of aircraft de-icing fluid.
Right. Chairman Supervisors, this is Greg Bailey, our Director of Environmental Services at the airport, who's in charge of this project. Go ahead, Greg.
What this does is we've been working with the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District since the 90s on the collection of our aircraft de-icing fluid. By federal and state regulations, we're required to collect 35% of all the fluid we apply each de-icing season. The Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewage District has, in the past, accepted this material on a yearly basis. What we're trying to do is get a long-term agreement with them so we, as we proceed with building de-icing pads, this is one of our sole source methods of disposing of this material. We usually collect around 300,000 gallons of this product every year, and the sewage district injects it into their anaerobic digesters, creating sludge. It's kind of precursor to the making of Milorganite. So it's beneficial for them, and the rate we get is quite economical from our perspective, less than $10,000 a year to dispose of this material. And this would enter us into a five-year agreement to process this fluid.
What happens to the other 65%?
In that, a lot of that adheres to the aircraft. It shears off when the plane's taking off. It gets into our grassy areas, gets into our snow banks. Some of that runs off.
Dumped on the south shore.
Right. As we move forward, we are going to be constructing more dedicated de-icing pads, and our collection efficiency is going to probably rise well over 50%. So we're going to have more of this fluid to have to process.
So some of it eventually does drain into the Oak Creek Parkway?
Correct. It does, both the Oak Creek watershed and the Wilson Park Creek watershed.
And it's a pollutant?
It is a pollutant.
I do get complaints about this, by the way. Are there any other efforts we could do to rectify that?
That's why we're pursuing building dedicated de-icing pads, car washes for aircraft where we can collect more of this fluid. We'll be building one in the cargo ramp area in the next few years. We've acquired the South Ramp, which is the former 440th military base. We'll be retrofitting that to enhance collection. So yes, we intend to increase our collection efficiencies due to those very concerns that you have.
Because, of course, if you're polluting the Oak Creek, you're polluting Lake Michigan. That's where it all flows.
Same with the Wilson Park Creek watershed. It does degrade over time. However, it does introduce some toxicity.
What kind of chemicals are we really talking about here?
It's a radiator fluid. It's propylene glycol. It's a type of radiator fluid.
Okay, well, we're not having a conversation here. Let one finish, then respond. We don't need to cut each other off. So finish your comment, please, and let's move on. Supervisor, you have the floor.
My last question on this, is the DNR involved at all in overseeing this kind of collection? I mean, MMSD you're making a contract with, but has DNR been involved with you?
Supervisor, we are regulated by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. They're the ones that require us to collect the fluid. So, yes.
And all these remediation requirements are partly coming from DNR.
That is correct.
Thank you.
Any other comments, questions? What's the pleasure of this committee? Senator Watson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would like to move approval of item 17.
We have a motion to move approval of item number 17. Madam Clerk, call the roll.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair,
aye.
Six ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
No more de-icing.